April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What do you think of the Andy thing?
I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be really fun. Like, I don't, you know, have ill will towards Andy or whatever. Yeah. I'm also not an Andy devotee. I'm not one of those people who's like, you know, thinks Andy's the greatest thing ever. Like, I think Andy's one of the great coaches of all time, an innovator, all that stuff. I'm happy he was here. I'm happy he's gone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, look, we went to the Super Bowl once with Andy. We've gone twice since he's been gone. I think it's worked out for everybody. But I would love to beat him. You know, I love Andy. I have no hate towards Andy, but I want to beat him. I think it'd be super fun to beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. Like, that sounds awesome to me.
So, you know, when you talk about like movies and music and stuff, there's the, how does it hold up over time?
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder how Andy's years hold up over time. Because I'm definitely an Andy Reid appreciator. You know, we did the whole Howie Andy thing. Like, I hold Andy in very high regard for sure. But if Doug wins a Super Bowl and then Nick wins a Super Bowl, mm-hmm.
and Andy no less.
I don't know. I mean, again, like, that was my childhood. So for those teams to me, well, I will always hold in the light of like, man, those were great dominant teams. But the further away you get, it's like a movie. You know, we're talking about what movie were we saying didn't hold up well? Oh, Meet the Parents. Like, mm-hmm. I thought when I was younger that
I think it's so funny, but it's not as funny.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Superbad. Like, I'll be
amazing.
70 and think
still
it's hysterical,
day,
right?
Yeah, Superbad's amazing.
I do wonder if Andy holds up.
Love this take.
Just because...
Andy is an Eagles coach, because he's obviously done great in Kansas City, too.
Yeah, for sure. But I just, you know, I do wonder. Like, when Doug won it, it was, okay, well, you know, he won a Super Bowl, but it's... If another head coach wins it, I don't know.
No, I think it's really interesting.
I don't know if, you know, we'll have 2 weeks to discuss it.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's
an interesting thing on Andy's legacy. And look, I mean, it does say something because, you know, look, this organization, that's not a crazy statement. Look, Andy was here for about the same amount of time he's been gone, more or less, like a couple more years.
Yeah.
He was here for 12 and he's gone for like 10 or 11 now, whatever.
That is wild.
Like, it's wild, right?
Yeah.
But like, think about that. One Super Bowl they got to with him. And they've gotten to two already since he was gone. Like that.
And if he wins it, yeah.
And if they win it, they've already won two more. And they'll have beaten him. If the Eagles win this one, as much success as Andy has had in Kansas City, and he's been amazing, he's yet to have a losing record. 9-7 is his worst record in Kansas City. He's gone to like five
conferences. When did he go 9-7?
The one year with Alex Smith, maybe, or whatever.
Okay.
But it was like his first or second year, really early on. So has never had a losing record. It's like you've looked down the Pro Football Reference page is like 12, 13, mm-hmm. 11, 12, 13. Like, it's unbelievable. Five conference championship games, all that. But
yeah.
You know, if he loses this Super Bowl, like, he'll have one Super Bowl win with Mahomes, and the Eagles have won two since he left.
Yeah.
So I do think it's a very... And look, again, it does, like, Andy... Patrick Mahomes helped Andy get past the in-game demons, but that doesn't mean he's good at it. Like, Mahomes helps him, but Andy is still a less than average in-game coach
in
big games.
I was thinking about this last night, too. So
below average, less than average.
Like,
who says less than average?
Obviously, the Super Bowl is a big game. Breaking news, right? That's my hot take of the day. Super Bowl is a big game.
It's a hot take.
But I do think it definitely adds to the big game thing that for Andy that it's the Eagles.
Yeah, of course
you know?
It does. How could it not? I mean, they're calling it the first thing they said when the Chiefs won last
night.
The
Andy Reid Bowl.
It was the first thing.
Yeah.
Get ready for the Andy Reid Bowl.
And I think the Eagles might have the coach. Might, I should say. They might have the coaching matchup in this. One thing that
I think in game they definitely do.
I think in game they do.
Scheming prior to the game they probably don't, but like I think in game they definitely do.
You know, it's an AFC team, so I obviously don't follow them like as closely throughout the year. I knew they were awesome. I will say the numbers.
I woke up to Elliot's research this morning that he sent us, and he's very he's a little nervous about all the research he's done.
Dude,
let me tell you,
their offense is. So two things I cannot not understand upon my initial research of the Chiefs. One, how are they so awesome at offense with like below average skill players? In my opinion, Kelsey's awesome,
Mahomes
but outside
is
of that, yeah, it's Mahomes, right?
And Andy. Andy is a great
schemer.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. So,
that's why I said going into the game, I think Andy still is great, and that's not a rip on Sirianni. I think him and Steichen, they've all done a great job scheming, but like going the week of like. There's no one offensively better than Andy. He's the best at it.
So there's that. The other thing I cannot understand for the life of me is how in the world the Chiefs were second in the league in sacks this year and like top four in pressures and like all these things with basically just Chris Jones. Their number two
Frank Clark's good too. He was hurt. He was hurt at times. Frank Clark's a good pass rusher.
True. Yeah. Okay.
Even if the numbers weren't there for him this year, we've seen enough of Frank Clark the last few years.
He's good.
He's a good pass rusher.
Right. So. Yes. They are a little like the Niners.
Karlaftis has been like decent
Karlaftis
for them.
Has six sacks, right? They're a little like the Niners in the way where Chris Jones has a ton of sacks, mm-hmm. and then everyone else is like... Now, the difference is Chris Jones is an interior guy versus edge,
changes
right?
Yeah.
So, but the two things that have me the most worried, and their offensive line is good.
Very.
Yeah.
I mean,
their tackles are okay.
Oh, but, shocking. The lines are good.
Right.
Andy,
the interior
that's where we
of
got
it,
that.
I think, is the strength of it. I think the tackles are only okay.
I mean, Humphrey, their center is phenomenal.
Yeah,
their guards
Thurnley
are great.
Thunder,
yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Thuny, there it is.
Phenomenal.
Right. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Former Patriot.
So, one thing I think I repeatedly said about the Niners was, I think the Eagles have the advantage on the lines. I'm not there yet with that.
I still think the Eagles do have the advantage on the lines. I still, but it's a
the
much.
Eagles' lines are awesome.
It's a much slower event.
So, yeah.
I think the Eagles, I know we've, are they the best? I think they have the best offensive line in football, the Eagles, still to this
yeah,
moment.
I think
again,
they do
like, they just found a way to run on the best run defense in the league and all that stuff. I still think they're the best, but to your point, like, Chiefs might be second best. Chiefs are right there. It's like, you know, and D-lines, I think the Eagles' D-line's better, but it's really close. The overall, the lines matchup is way, way, way tougher than
that's
than
what
the
I'm
Niners.
Saying.
Yeah,
and
no
that
doubt.
That is, like, the core of my
football.
Discomfort.
Yeah. And then because they got Mahomes. Like, if you got a good offensive line in Mahomes, you have a chance. It doesn't matter who's running the routes. We've seen that. Like, then Kelsey,
that's
one
what
guy
I'm
you can trust. They're awesome. I think this is the toughest game the Eagles have played all season, without a doubt.
Yeah. No, and yeah. So that was just, you know, when I was up till 1 a.m., both doing research on the Chiefs and thinking about what shoes I'm going to buy for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
those are the two things that were on
this
my
important
mind.
Things
yeah,
right
it
here.
Is,
all
yeah.
right. Quickly before we get out of here, because it is Monday of the Super Bowl. I have a lot of work to do.
Yes.
And we got daily pods coming every single day to the Super Bowl.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, I have a final thought too.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Obviously, every day that was
my whole thing.
And I'm gonna have to add a few because we're going 20. I got a really good one for tomorrow.
Oh, the Eagles are favorites, by the way.
I know.
That's worth
mentioning. Open as the Chiefs favorites, and then it swung immediately, like in seconds. Eagles are favorites. Rank the storylines.
Okay. This sounds like an article I would have written a few years ago. Let me think. Okay. I mean, obviously.
So there's Andy, the Kelsey's.
Someone is Andy, yeah.
Mahomes versus Hurts.
So Mahomes versus Hurts, to me, is the battle for QB1 in the NFL.
Yeah, also, did you see the it went all over Twitter last night, the first time in the history of
the Super Bowl. Yeah, two African-American
that's
quarterbacks.
That's great, two
black
quarterbacks.
Cool,
that's really cool. Yeah, finally. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, and look, like, another storyline is if Hurts wins it, the days of saying you can't win with. And I don't actually.
Yeah, he could be the first, like, quote unquote, and he's not, you know, running, but is first ever.
He is for sure, but it also does annoy me.
A Super Bowl back in the day, and it's like, you know, whatever. But
it does annoy me a little bit when he gets categorized just as that, because I think it severely like undermines what he does
absolutely.
As a passer. But,
oh my god, yes.
But whatever.
Yes.
So
yes, and
I mean,
a decision maker, like all the RB, like all the he makes more decisions on a play and on a consistent basis than any quarterback in the league has to.
I agree. I think another underrated storyline is the sports country falling in love with Nick Sirianni.
Love this.
I think he's going to be unbelievable on media night. Is there any head coach better suited to sit up there and get asked from like somebody in a wrestling mask from Nick Jr. about what Disney villain he would slime.
It's perfect.
Like he's so perfect. Yeah. He's gonna cry. He's gonna talk about Mountain Union. He's gonna like
he's gonna bring his kids up there. He's like, I've been dreaming of going to Super Bowl since I was two years old. Like, he had his kids up there. He's being a dad. By the way, we always talk about me and Nick being best friends someday, and I plan on this happening.
I truly believe it,
dude. Him like when he was dealing with his daughter up on the stage, I was like, I am you, Nick. Yeah. I was like, and he's like, listen. He's like, yo, relax. Like I was like, okay, your daughter is totally being a Zoe right now, and I totally get it.
Well, she was
and
doing
it,
like she was throwing.
I was like, and even then, she's being way better than Zoe would probably be in that spot. So trust me, I was like, I love you, Nick. I feel you right now. It's adorable. I've said it before,
but like I think little things like that are just so important about him as a head coach.
He feels like a human being, and not some like you know robot.
I will be interested to see Jalen on media night.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not his setting.
Effervescent personality.
You know, he's not the most like get up and salsa dance.
I'm just ready to play.
Exactly right. But I mean, you know,
look, he showed it. He smiled last night. He sang the fight song. Like I think for the first time, and there's still work to do, as he'd say, and all that.
Yeah.
But I think we saw that, like, you know, kind of like you know, with, and I know I've compared him a lot to Brady in terms of his mentality.
Very Brady-esque.
Yeah, the way he goes about his business, the wake up and work and work and work, and all you care about is being great and all that. Like that is Brady-esque. But like we've seen Brady over the last few years, like the personality's come out. It's like, oh, he's not just like this.
He cried at media night.
He's shown personality and stuff. I think with Hurts, like yesterday, we saw that it's in there. It's just that he is focused and he is dedicated and he's not letting it out.
Yeah,
because he's got work to do. But it's there. Like the person when he was singing the fight song, like and smiling and he was so charismatic. Like it's there.
I thought it was actually a little impressive that he knew the fight song.
Yeah,
he hasn't been here for seven years.
Only messed up the fight. Fight Eagles Fight, the second verse, he said Fly Eagles Fly.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Most people mess that up.
That's a huge spot to get those right.
Did a great job. I was actually a little like, whoa, Terry, you're asking him to do it here? I was like, that's kind of like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I think he knows it because I knew he did the thing with Kelsey.
Terry was bad at that.
I'm like, how do you put him on the spot like that? Like, what, you know, I agree. The 24-year-old kid, like.
So the final thing.
You try to set him up to have like a viral clip go viral.
Yeah. If I was him, I would have just been like done the Eagles chant.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.